fødder.
Du trappetrittende. Små fødder. Du trappetrittende.
En balsal med citroner.
Citrusduften hænger i gardinerne.
Støv på maleriernes rammer.
Støv på vaserne.
Støv
ned i krukkerne.
Støv ude på krukkerne.
Diverse små dyr indeni. Støv i hjertet.
Støv i
den gamle tilsandede pumpe.
I hjertet. Den
et gamle, stakkels gammelt stykke mekanik.
Et stakkels gammelt
stykke og lukke.
Åbne var det bare og det? Lukke. Var det bare det?
Der er noget.
Der er noget.
Der er noget.
Myrerne.
Myrerne.
Kommer.
Nej, nu kommer myrerne. De bryder ud gennem alt støvet, som...
Som...
Hvem?
Os.
Mig.
Dig. Os.
Dig. Os.
Så fedt.
Det var
en totalt fed slutning.
Ja. Det er totalt fedt.
Ja,
fedt.
Ja. Tak i.
Ja. Ja.
Det tror jeg blev meget sjovt, og det kan godt blive, altså når det så bliver klippet sammen med,
ja,
med Ibens brede stemme også, så har vi,
ja, så er der full range.
It was history of 1,000 years of Russian history. Joseph Stalin has consolidated communist power in the Soviet Union and beyond, but as his paranoia increases, his health declines.
By the late 1940s, communism's march was gathering pace. The Soviet Union was the most powerful force in Europe, dominating the states of the Eastern Bloc and disquieting the West with its bellicose Cold War rhetoric. Elsewhere in the world, communism's star was also rising. Mao Zedong's victory over the nationalist forces in the Chinese Civil War had brought communism to the world's most populous nation. But the foundation of the People's Republic in 1949 was greeted with mixed emotions in the Kremlin. Stalin had failed to support Mao's uprising and was eager to conserve his own place as the leader of world communism. When Mao came to Moscow in December 1949,
To address the issue.
Many people like to think of work that Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did as something that's in the past, but the reality is that the fight is still here.
Join me after the news to hear more.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Britain has recorded its highest daily number of new coronavirus infections since the start of the pandemic. 78,000 cases were recorded, with England's chief medical officer calling the rapid spread of the Omicron variant a really serious threat. The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has said it's absolutely vital that everyone gets a booster jab against coronavirus. Christina Pago from the Independent Sage Group of scientists says the numbers of new cases are staggering.
We've not seen these growth rates ever. Really, every 2 days, we've just not seen that. And that just means that even if most people are totally, you know, recover totally fine, just by having the sheer numbers, you could overwhelm.
In London.
Groups disguised as volunteer units to fight alongside the North Koreans. After a year of fierce combat, the war settled into a stalemate and an armistice was signed in 1953. The Korean adventure had been a tactical failure for Stalin. He damaged his relations with Beijing, and his attempt to test the resolve of the West had been repulsed. The
block by early next year.
Die offensichtlich noch ansteckender ist, wenn man sich die.
If you look at the time it takes for new cases to double in number, Omicron seems to be doubling every 2 or 3 days, and that's massive. We're told that by mid-January, we should expect Omicron to be the new dominant variant in Europe. But over the last year, we've worked hard and we've achieved a great deal. And this is why Europe is better prepared now to fight the virus.
The United Nations.
In London.
Stalin's personal physician, Vladimir Vinogradov, had noted his patients' increasing memory losses, mood swings and sudden fatigues. At a consultation in early 1952, he told the Soviet leader that he was suffering from hypertension to fail him. At times, he seemed lost. Nikita Khrushchev recalled occasions when Stalin, seemingly unaware of those around him, muttered over and over,
"I'm finished. Done for. I trust no one. Not even myself."
Stalin's personal physician, Vladimir Vinogradov, had noted his patient.
"Towns, you might think that we are broken, but we are not. We open our homes to those in need, not just today, but every day. And we will repair our homes, our businesses, and we will repair our lives."
In London.
Glorious leader was losing his edge. Stalin was in his early 70s, and his memory and native cunning were beginning to fail him. At times, he seemed lost. Nikita Khrushchev recalled occasions when Stalin, Molotov and Beria, all feared that they were among the targets. But Dr. Vinogradov, his fellow medics, and the hundreds of others under arrest would never come to trial. Walking through these thick and at the moment very wet woods on the outskirts of Moscow, I've just come across a set of high metal walls surrounding a hidden compound where you can glimpse the roofs of dark brick buildings. The guard
cemented its independence by defeating the forces of Pakistan with the help of India, whose president will be guest of honour at the celebrations. Charles Haviland reports.
The nine-month war to secure the independence of Bangladesh, the Bengali-speaking and Muslim-majority region formerly known as East Pakistan, was blood-soaked. Supporters of the Bangladeshi Awami League killed tens of thousands of civilians.
In London.
Bane of the danger Stalin represented. For the Soviet population, brought up on decades of propaganda glorifying their great leader, Stalin's death was a cause of genuine grief. A huge crowd braved the elements to attend the funeral ceremonies, covering Red Square with a carpet of flowers. People spoke of feeling orphaned by Stalin's death, and the crush of people vying to pay their respects was so great that the authorities deployed the police and army to control them, with which bloodshed and repression were inflicted on a cowed nation. Estimates of the balance sheet of death for Stalin's reign vary tremendously, but it's widely accepted that more than 20 million people perished as a result of.
I'll be exploring the little-known tale of how and why one of the world's most famous civil rights activists came to visit a small back street in England, stepping into the middle of a local and national political storm.
The name of this story is Rumpelstiltskin.
As I look in the mirror this morning on some dirty old restroom wall, it took a while to realize it's really me there inside, 'cause I've aged 20 years in 5. younger, and it wasn't so long ago. But one night of sleeping, two, four nights of wine, and you'll age 20 years in 5. I've aged 20 years in 5. I've seen the dark side of life, from a mansion on a hill to straight whiskey from a still. And you'll age 20 years in 5. Before the bottle, I played my music on the road with a 5-piece band. And with the pressures of the gang, I drank up fortune and fame, and I aged 20 years in 5. Oh, but I'll change this way I've been living, or I'll be gone before my time. I'll climb back to the top, and with my friends I won't stop till I erase 20 years in 5. Yes, I'll erase 20 years in 5.
All systems go. Cyberspace.
side.
Turn it.
opportunity. It's opportunity.
My little dangly arts. Landscape manipulation.
Opportunity. It's opportunity.
I watch videos to be busy. We're curious.
Tell me your
created an oak barbecue ring. Because girls that can grill, grill!
Freedom, there is a hole. Wait to find a picture.
is with me.
Will you do at school this year?
could be spooky.
Me. That's the number two.
Yo.
Last one.
Check us out on all social media.
streaming services.
free mind. It's all I got in the end. It's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now on I'm gonna be my own best friend. Beat myself and I. It's all I got in the end. It's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now on I'm gonna be my own best friend.
Tiffany gifts and all the quality time and Caribbean trips.